ideas, inspiration, innovation. This is The Game Changer. And now here's your host, Chickie Fitzgerald.
Good afternoon. It is Chickie Fitzgerald, and we have a very interesting show for you today. Not that they're not all interesting, but this one is a very unique topic. So if you have ever wanted to write a book, you suspect you've got a book hiding in you somewhere, or you've actually written a book and don't have any clue how to monetize that activity, you are absolutely in the right place. Our guest today is Tamara Monosoff. And Tamara, welcome. I'm going to have you tell us a little bit about you before we start talking about your book.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here. And how far do you want me to go back?
Oh, my gosh, you can go all the way. I mean, everybody's story and their backstory is what makes them into who they are. So you can just take us through that backstory of what got you to the place that you are today.
Well, great. Since we are talking about books, I think I'll start with that journey that began for me in 2005. And it essentially happened not because I considered myself an author, but because I invented a product that hit the market, and I was featured on the Today Show, my first time on TV ever with Katie Couric. And
oh my gosh.
What happened from that experience was that I had over 500,000 people come to my website, and they weren't necessarily interested in the product I developed. They were interested in how I did it. And I was getting so many emails and requests, and I thought, oh my gosh, okay, I had never invented anything before, and they need and want this information because they have their own ideas. The only way I could possibly share this information is to write a book. And so that's what inspired me to write my first book, which is called The Mom Inventor's Handbook, How to Turn Your Great Idea into the Next Big Thing. And so as I went down that journey and I had my own manufacturing business, after I invented my first product, I started to manufacture all sorts of different products. And from that experience, I just kept writing more books because people were asking me for more help and information. And so that's how the journey began for me. And then what was interesting is that I was asked by McGraw-Hill to do a second edition of the Mom Inventor's Handbook because it was such a big success. And they wanted a new up-to-date version. And this is what has kind of really made that huge shift. You know, when you have those moments in your life where there's like this big shift that happens.
Right.
And they asked me to write this second edition. And I thought, okay, the whole world has changed in the last decade. People are digesting information differently. Excuse me. And I don't want to just write a one-dimensional book. I want to include the stories of the entrepreneurs that are, you know, a handful of the entrepreneurs that have used my first book to successfully bring their products to market and launch their businesses. So how can I bring this new edition to life in a way that has never been done before? And so this was now 2 years ago. And so I contacted McGraw-Hill and I said, I want these stories to pop out of my book. I want my book to be three-dimensional. I want it to be interactive. And they were like, okay, that is amazing. Yes, that's incredible. And I said, great. I said, do I do that or do you do that? And they said,
oh, how funny.
No, that would be you. So I got off the phone with them and I got to work. And I figured out how to make a book that is printed on paper interactive by using quick response codes that you can scan with your smartphone so that people's stories could jump off of the pages and readers could have a totally different experience. It would take their experience in reading your book to a much deeper and connected level. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, it is so funny that you mentioned that because as I shared before we got on the air, I have actually just completed the manuscript for my first novel. I've written a number of business, really research kinds of books for my industry in the past. So it's not my first time publishing, but it's my first time publishing a novel. And it's actually a business novel, which is interesting because the story is about an entrepreneurial company. And in the book, everybody who is a character within the book happens to listen to one of my real radio shows, one of these, right? And so I wanted to do exactly the same thing. I wanted, and at first I just thought, well, you know, I'll just put in a copy of their book cover, right, so that people will know and they can go and buy their book if they want. But I do want to create that landing page for each one of those with a QR code so that they can, you know, click on it, listen to the interview, and then buy the book all in that one place. So I'm so glad to hear that you've been successful with that particular methodology. In fact, maybe it was your webinar that gave me that idea. You know, I bet it was.
Yeah,
so
because
we come full circle.
We do, and that's what I teach now, because I realized that with 4,500 books printed daily on Amazon, and that's not included Kindle books, 4,500 printed daily, we as authors, if we have a message to get out, we have to do it in a really powerful way. And we have to, we have to do things differently than people,
yes,
you know, authors have done in the past. And so that's what inspired me to create the Author to Income Formula, because for a couple of reasons. One is I also was aware that so many authors are disappointed when they put their whole heart into writing their books and they have spent so much time and effort trying to create the, you know, put the best thing out there, and then when they launch, nothing happens. So
they believe it's the build it and you will come, or they're under the misguided notion that publishers actually market books, which for the most part it's authors that market books.
Right. And I mean, I have my feet in both worlds. Okay. I have a traditional publisher and I self-publish. And what I can say is I do the marketing. So that's just the reality. So given that knowledge, which I know that most authors are aware of that, the question is how. And so that's why I took my business background, and it sounds like you all have this business background. So I took my business knowledge and about how to get consumer products out, how to market them, how to get them out, you know, people buying the consumer products. So how I've taken those skills and I've now really focused on authors, because I want to lift authors up. I want to help them magnify their message. I want to do it in a really different way using video marketing. And I come from the typewriter generation, so I know that there's a lot of fear around the technology. So that is what is fun for me, is learning the technology and then making it really easy for other people, because I break it down. You know, nothing bothers me more than when someone says, oh, just use this technology, and then they forget to tell you how to hit the start button. You know, you have to start with step one.
Right,
hit that start
right.
button. You know, they're like 10 steps ahead, right? So
well, and your webinar, by the way, you know, which is how I became aware of you. You kind of popped up in my email one day, and as we were talking, we figured out that Bob Berg was our common thread. And I actually have a social media category called my Bob Berg Network, because he's such an amazing networker. But in your webinar that I attended, I just want to applaud you, bravo, for making the technology piece not seem daunting. And I'm a very technology savvy person, but I could tell, you know, from some of the other questions that were being asked on the webinar that there were others, you were speaking a little bit of Greek to them, and you did just an amazing job of translating that down to make it really understandable.
Thank you so much. And, you know, it really is my passion. I think nothing thrills me more now in my Author to Income program. I have people who've never even, I'm not kidding, people have posted, how do I plug in my webcam? I mean, that's where we're starting, right?
It's
like,
gosh.
Okay. And so we start there. And then the next thing I, you know, through the class, people are posting their first videos, getting feedback. I mean, it is thrilling. It actually makes my hair stand up on end right now, just because I get so excited about people really taking that leap. I love that quote mm-hmm. where success is right outside your comfort zone.
Right.
And, you know, that's it. So I just love these, you know, seeing people stepping outside of their comfort zone and then realizing, wow, you know, I can do this. It just takes practice as anything else does, right?
Right. Well, I have to tell you a funny side story, and I don't know that you've ever heard anybody say these particular words, but one of the first things I did after watching your webinar is I went out and met with a doctor and got super serious about losing weight because I knew I needed to do this. I mean, that was instinctive to me, but you really brought it home. And the how of doing those intro videos at either the beginning of each chapter or the end of each chapter mm-hmm. or, you know, perhaps even at the end of the book, I knew I had to do that. And I knew I did not want to do it 60 pounds heavier than I
yes.
wanted to be. And I started 2 weeks ago, and I have already lost 10 pounds, so I am one-sixth of my way to my goal. And then I got contacted, and I know you've heard of these shows that are kind of the pay-for-play
uh-huh.
interviews, and so it's with, you know, a big-name, you know, broadcast journalist who you pay for the privilege, right, of
mm-hmm,
doing the
right.
show. And I've done them before, and, you know, it was well worth it to establish the credibility, and it fits within, you know, the whole thing that I'm doing. But I told mm-hmm. them, I didn't want to do that until March. And part of that is because that's when my book will become available. But second
mm-hmm.
of all, it's because that's when I will be down to where I want to be, to where I will feel great on camera.
Well, good for you. Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, just part of being an entrepreneur, business owner is really taking care of your health also, because it
oh,
gives
yes.
you more energy. And, you know, really, and I think that, you know, it's hard too, because you're sitting there. I mean, I'm terrible for sitting hours and hours at the computer, but I do, you know, get out every day. And walk, but it's just, I know that it's hard to do that, but it's really just scheduling time to make it happen, because it does, doesn't it, lift you up and make you feel better?
Oh, completely. And you know what? I realized it was actually holding me back from getting my book published. My book has been finished. You know, I mean, you can always, you know, continue to tweak and tweak and tweak,
mm-hmm.
which every time I open the file, I just want to be really done with it, right, and have it in the hands of the publisher for layout so that I don't make any more changes. But you know, it was really holding me back from actually signing the publisher agreement and, you know, getting it going. And, you know, let's step back a little bit, because I want to share with folks, you know, some of the other books that you've written, and you talked about how you came to write the Moms Inventors Handbook. Were most of those inquiries from moms, or did you just decide that that was the niche you wanted to own?
Well, at the time, I had created, I mean, there's a lot of details to this story, but after that, going on the Today Show, with all those people contacting me, it was a morning show, and interestingly, it was a majority of moms, because I had, when I went on the Today Show, I have a picture right here in my office with Katie Couric holding my baby. I was actually nursing my second baby and had a 2-year-old.
Aww.
So
wow.
It was at the very beginning. I had invented this product and Katie had me on the show. And then because I was nursing my baby in the green room, I mean, it was like,
right.
all of a sudden, all these moms are like, oh, my gosh, I have ideas. I want to bring them to market. And there are 82 million moms in America. And I thought, that's interesting, and that they're asking me for help. And, wow, I have an opportunity. And so that's when I stepped into that opportunity. And so that's what inspired me to focus on moms for a long time. I did it for, gosh, over a decade. And in the last 2 years, I've really made a shift, because I when you've done something for a long, long time and you're really wanting to have something new, and I had more and more authors coming to me saying, you know, how is it that you've been featured on the media so many times, you know, how are you doing that? How are you getting your books on TV? How are you getting featured in these magazines? You know, how are you, you know, doing, they started to ask me, oh yeah, how are you getting your books to number one consistently? So they were asking me all these questions, similarly to how moms were asking me about, you know, when I was bringing a product to market. So so right. and how they could do it too. So it was kind of a similar theme here. And because I am a researcher, I have a doctorate in education, and I love research. I love figuring things out, and especially technology. If it, you know, I just think technology is exciting because what happens, you know, when I was starting my business, things were so hard. There, believe it or not, there was no Google. There was no YouTube. I mean, we can't even imagine life without Google today.
Right,
and,
right.
And so, it, you know, I was using the Yellow Pages. And my kids don't even know what the Yellow Pages are. Okay, so what's happened is now I see technology as like the most amazing opportunity for us to really magnify our message. I said that before because it's really true, because technology allows you to step forward and be fully present for your audience, because they want
right.
to see you. They want to get to know you. They want to, you know, it used to be that we used to hide behind our businesses, really. You know, we weren't really that visible. Many people were not feeling like they want to be that visible. And there really wasn't the social media and the ways for us to step out and be visible. But now people have those expectations. And so, you know, I say in my author to income class, you know, you've got to not hide behind your book. You need to step out and be visible and talk about your book and share information and bring people back to your website so that they can get to know you. And the videos really provide that opportunity for your readers, your audience, to get to know you on a much deeper level than if you were to hide behind your book. Instead, now they get to know your personality, and if they like you, then they want to get to know you and do more things with you.
Right, right. You know, it's funny because I was having a discussion yesterday with someone who's helping me edit the book, and the original cover that I had designed for it, knowing full well that the publisher was going to have something to say about the cover, you know, did have my picture on it, but it was kind of subtle and, you know, down to the right. And, you know, his claim was that, you know, it probably shouldn't be on there at all and it should just be on the back. But as I look at the covers of all of your books, you are front and center on every single one of them.
Well, what's funny about that is that if you knew my personality, and it was like a joke in my family, because I'm the fifth kid in my family, and I am not in the family shot because I just never liked to be on camera. I just didn't. I was always the one.
Oh, my gosh, you were so photogenic, though.
I'll be the one who takes the picture. I just did not like to be on camera. And the other thing, honestly, and people don't believe me, but it really is true, is that I tend to be more introverted. I'm really a technician. Like, I really like to go and spend hours figuring things out. And but I decided that if I wanted to get my message out in a powerful way, that I needed to step out of my own fear and get out of my way and really step up. And I believe, and I tell my authors that this, put yourself on the cover of your books, because that's how you will get to be known in your field. And that is the way that people will start to recognize you as the go-to
yes.
expert in your field, because they see you. And it's the same when I was manufacturing and selling into retail. There is this knowledge in the retail world that people need to have three impressions, meaning when they're walking down the store aisles, they need to see your product three times before they buy, because there's that becomes that recognition, like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when they see it. And that happens three times, okay? And so from that, you need to take that understanding that people need to see you three times before they buy. And so the best way to do that is to have your face on everything. And, you know, I know a lot of people feel shy about it. I get it. I have a big scar on my face from a near fatal car crash. I did not want to have my picture taken for years because of this scar on my face. And then I'm like, you know what? That is part of my life story. That is what happened. It is part of my journey. It actually was a huge shift in my life that turned everything around. And so I'm going to just own it. I've got a scar on my face. So what? That's part of who I am. So those things where we are critical of the way we look, or, you know, oh, gosh, you know, I'm not good enough, or what all those negative beliefs that we have, I just say kick it to the curb and just get out of your own way, because our own thoughts are and feelings are what holds us back, and that people really want to hear from you and want to hear your story. And really, when you step forward and start sharing and connecting with people, it's like you get, you know, swooped up, like you get hugged back from people who want to learn from you.
Right, right. Well, let's dive in a little bit to the author, to Income Formula. And, you know, I know we don't have as much time as you normally take walking through this, but I want to whet people's appetite for actually going out and buying the book. Because the really interesting thing about this, as I mentioned from the webinar, is it is so incredibly practical. And it's not just theory. It, you know, it actually walks you through all of the things that it will take really to be successful. And, you know, again, that first recognition of why it is that you're even writing a book, because there are lots of motivations. And I think in some ways it changes the marketing plan a little bit. For instance, for me, my book is a part of a three-pronged strategy. I'm launching, well, the book is called The Game Changer. Again, it's a story about a game-changing technology company. And I'm launching the Game Changer Network, which is how I've rebranded my radio shows. And I'm actually launching the product that is mentioned in the book, right? So the book is a fictional story about my real company, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all tied up together. And so, you know, having the book actually be a bestseller would be really, really nice. It doesn't happen to be the motivation for doing it, because I learned a long time ago that you make more money in the halo effect of a book than you do from the sales of a book. So having said that, you know, let's dive in a little bit to the book itself and, you know, how the book is structured. This book, you say, is part of a two-book series. Yes?
Yes. It is. And so it is, it's essentially what the format that I follow. So my program that I teach is an 8-week course. And so this, the book one really touches on the first part of the course. It doesn't, of course, go into the depth of the course, but it is, it really is following the same format.
Got it. Got it. So you really start the book out, and again, asking that question, you know, I've written or I'm writing a book, now what? And you start out by talking about creating an author platform.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the technical platform for marketing the book, or is this the platform concept for how the book is going to be marketed?
So when I'm talking about an author platform, I'm really talking about overarching strategies that set you apart from other authors, right? Because again, how are you going to stand out? So there's really different components to creating a powerful author platform. And one is creating interactivity and engagement with your readers on a totally new level, which is what we talked about earlier, by using video. And you and I, we could talk deeper, more deeply about, you know, quite a few different things that you can do. Of course, when you were talking about your book, I was going, ding, ding, ding. Like, I started thinking about all these different things that you could do with your video that you're probably already doing. But it's really about interactivity and engagement with your reader. Like, you want that reader to be touched and inspired and go, wow, I want to learn more from her. So that is part of creating a powerful author platform. Also, hitting bestseller status. So I teach different strategies for hitting number one on Amazon, and so that you can say you're a bestseller. And then also what's tied into this is not just social media, but yes, having a powerful platform of social media, but also getting into the media spotlight. And I teach the tactics and strategies, and you use the word practical, and I hear that a lot, because I break things down because I want people really to be able to follow the steps and succeed. And you may have seen one of my recent authors was just featured in August in Oprah magazine. And it was so funny because she emailed me and she said, I followed all of your steps and all of these amazing things are happening. Well, it made me laugh out loud because she's a pilot. And so she, you know, she's always cross-checking her checklist. And so it just made me laugh visualizing her going through her pilot checklist, you know, and going through it because I knew she was going to follow every step. And but it works. This formula works. So getting into the media spotlight is tied into creating a powerful author platform and generating income, because I focus on the income because it's this big mystery for authors.
Right.
And using your book, again, keep in mind I come from the consumer product world, so I just see your book as a product. And
right.
That's not to minimize it in any way, but it's about, okay, this is a product, which is a tool. So how can we use this as an opportunity to not only share really helpful information or interesting information for people, but then how can we use it as a tool to drive people consistently back to our website, which is the center of our universe. As a as an author, an expert, a business person, you need to make your website the center of the universe where people can learn more about you, they can get something for free, they can watch you on video, they can also sign up for your other products, programs, or services that you offer. And that's when you start to generate income. But it all starts from your book because you have those links connected to opt-ins so you can capture their name and email. And nothing drives me more crazy than people saying, well, you know, build your list. Okay, I get that. But for me, I see opting in as a human being, and wow, this is an incredible opportunity because this person just opted in, which means that this touched them and inspired them or interested them. So now it's my chance to give them even more, to be even more generous. So I can go back to them and say, hey, you know, I'm so glad you're here, and you may like this, you know, these tips may be helpful for you, and start giving them free information that then leads to, hey, you know, if you're interested in this topic, you may be excited about my other program, and then you tell them about that too. But it's really about building these relationships over time.
Right, right. Well, and I love it that you focus on that call to action of actually getting people to respond. So it's not just telling your story on video or, you know, creating these profiles on Amazon and other platforms where books are sold, but really asking them to respond to you in the form of feedback and in the form of, as you said, downloading perhaps other things that you give away free. Let's talk a little bit about the role that social media plays in this whole thing, because, you know, I think people get a little bit tied up in knots about social media. They feel very strongly one way or another about it. I mean, I'm married to a man who, you know, he just hates social media. Now, he happens to be 65. He's very technically literate. But, you know, that privacy thing and, you know, like opening yourself up to people really bothers him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as we look at social media, you know, is the size of our network really important? Or if we have a smaller network of really influential people, which, I mean, I do have a large network, but I happen to have mostly business people in my network as opposed to, you know, just people that I've met on a bus or whatever, right? So I've got a really influential network, which is really, really great. So what do you tell people about where to start?
Well, again, it goes back to your goal. Because if your goal is to become the go-to expert in your field, or if you're a fiction author and you want people to read your novels, whatever your goals are, they need to be clear. Because if you want to build a business and generate income so that you can continue to write and do the things you love, then you need to be on social media. Because that's the way that you can, that's where people are. You have to, it's your job to be where people are. And again, kind of get out of your own way. Because if you're sitting there going, oh, I don't like it, it's, you know, it's invasion of my privacy, then guess what? Then your world is going to stay really small. So
right,
it's just
right.
The truth. Right? And that's what I teach is you need to step out of your own way, embrace what is really happening. I have a really interesting statistic that I'm going to, if I may, just read it to you. And again, I go back to video, but I just think this is really interesting. that videos increase people's understanding of your books, products, programs, or services by 74%.
Yes, absolutely.
So that is an opportunity. So I see that as an opportunity. And so, you know, you don't have to do video. You can also do, you can use Canva, canva.com, which is a way for you if you have no design skills, which is me. I use Canva almost every day to create, you know, compelling ads, or you can quote somebody famous that inspires you. And you can post those things on social media and start conversations, or even put a post a survey and start generating some activity. It's really important to engage. And that's, again, what people's expectation today is for you to be not only authentic, but visible. And so, again, it really ties back into your goals. Am I going to play small or am I going to play big? And if you're interested in playing big and really connecting with people on a whole different level and lifting up and building your platform, you need to be willing to step up and engage where people are, you know, where people are spending time. And the Facebook and YouTube are really the top places people are spending their time.
Right, right. So, you know, I think it's really interesting, again, to continually bring this back to what is your goal in marketing the book. Because, you know, just as in product marketing, you have to know who your audience is and what it is that you want them to do. And so the next thing you talk about, because it is foundational, and maybe people don't even realize this from a business use of social media, is that there has to be that center place where they come back to. And that is typically a website. It could be a blog as well. But you talk about website optimization, and what's the most important thing that you need on your website? What's the key there?
Okay, the number one thing is to have an opt-in. And, you know, I know opt-in, for some people, they don't know what that is. So it's basically just a form that people can put their name and email. And it's also important not just to say, sign up for my newsletter, because we are all so busy that I don't want another newsletter delivered to my inbox.
Right.
But if you say, sign up for my free video on 5 surprising ways to radically boost your income with your book, okay, you're going to get people wanting to watch that video. And or if you have tips, which is what I have on my website right now, is I have, or sorry, not tips, it can be tips, but I have a checklist, the Author to Income checklist that people can download for free. So it doesn't really matter what it is. It depends on what, you know, what your information you're offering. But people love to download things for free that they believe can serve them and help them. So have something attached to your opt-in form that is something of value, and really make sure that it is something of value that would have helped you, and then you know that it will also help others. And that is the number one thing you want, because otherwise they're going to come to your website and you're going to lose them forever. And so that's why you want to have an opt-in. It's, again, tying back into building a relationship over time. You can't build a relationship with someone who isn't there. So
right.
If you capture their name and email, then you get to start to have that conversation with them.
Well, and not only that, your next chapter really deals with also telling your personal story. And you also can't have relationship with someone that you know nothing about. My oldest daughter just went to college at the University of Warsaw in Poland, and I just got back from Poland on Tuesday night. And so now, every day, I have got the time going back and forth to school with my 16-year-old son. And I am trying to teach him how to get to know people. And because he has lots of friends, and that's like the, you know, the 3,000 people you're connected to on Twitter, but it's not the 50, you know, that you actually really do know something about them. So I've been teaching him how to ask questions. I don't have to tell him about telling his personal story, because at you know, at 16, young boys are all about themselves, right? And they're good at that. But you know, that whole thing about relationship that forms is because there's a connection, right? And so you talk about it as actually being an asset. set for us. And then, you know, turning that into that video introduction for your book where you're actually connecting with people in a different way than anybody ever has before with a book.
Right. And so, and the beautiful thing about being on video, you know, on the back cover of my book, I have a QR code. And if they're in the store, they can scan it. Or if it's a Kindle book, they can just click on the link. And the thing that's beautiful about doing an intro like that is that people really get to understand you and why you wrote the book and then, you know, how it will serve them. Because people want to know really what's in it for them, right? But they want to know a little bit about what inspired you to write the book. And
right.
The other thing that a lot of authors don't realize is that I did 3 TV segments this year with CNBC because I had included video in my book. Because TV producers do not have time to read your book. So if they've been tasked with or they've come up with the idea to do a show on a specific topic and you are the expert in that area and they pick up your book and they can scan your code and watch you pop onto video, or you know, they clicked on your link in a Kindle book, you know, in the look inside feature, and they see you pop up on video, you are much more likely to be chosen as a guest because they can see that you can speak on camera. And that is exactly what happened to me. I was contacted by a TV producer. I didn't even reach out I was contacted directly saying, oh my gosh, I love your video of you talking about your book. And by the way, I love the other stories from other entrepreneurs in your book. And could we, you know, tell me how we could put a segment together? And, oh, I'd like to include these other people. An amazing opportunity, right? Just because I did put videos in the book.
Right, right. And I absolutely love that. So then the natural extension of that, and you had talked about Facebook being one of the places that you absolutely need to be, and the other being YouTube. So creating a YouTube channel and putting those videos onto that channel is clearly a part of the strategy.
It is, and taking that a step farther is one of the mistakes I see is like, okay, authors will say, okay, I'm doing the YouTube channel, and they'll put their videos up there, but then there are no call to action. So
right. One
of the things that you have to do, first of all, there's something called YouTube cards, which allow you to create little marketing cards that pop up on your video. And you can click on those. People, as they're watching their video, they can click on it, and it will take them back to the web page where it's your sales page, where you're selling whatever you're talking about, let's say.
Right. So
there's that. Then another thing that often the mistake I see is that people aren't fully utilizing their descriptions underneath the video. And the very first thing that should go in the description before any text is your URL, your website, the page you want them to go to.
Right.
So I might even say, get your free author to income checklist, and then put the URL that will let them do that. And then I say, in the video, you know, in the video, I talk about X, Y, and Z, or I introduce chapter one, or whatever it is. And then, again, you put a URL underneath the description. So if they end up reading down in the description, they can click again when they finish the description. You see? So you always want to make sure you have maximized your links in your video, in the description of your video, underneath your videos.
Right. And so then the whole second part of the book is devoted to what we actually started off talking about, which is making your book interactive. And, you know, it's so funny that I was sharing with you that I was doing that, and then I realized you were the one who gave me the idea. So, but I've got to tell you, my agent on the book was so thrilled to hear that I was doing that. And then
yes.
I explained to him that I had been a part of your webinar and that I was going to have you on my radio show. So, you know, it's just great fun to talk about this when I've actually, you know, realized that that was going to be a part of my plan. And, you know, the thing I love about it is I can go ahead and create those landing pages now without the videos having been shot.
Yes.
Right, because I want to do those much closer to when the book is going to be produced, because then I will be closer to my weight loss goal, right?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you realized that. So you can get the whole back end set up Yes. And then just pop those videos in, and you're, and the other beautiful thing is the way I teach it, right, is that you create a landing page for each video. And so let's say down the road, you know, let's say after your book comes out and you now, some new technology came out and you're like, ooh, I really should have included this in my video. You can just reshoot a video and pop it right onto that page. And
exactly.
that code, yeah, the code is still the same in the book. So you can
right.
update the videos without having to worry about updating the book. Isn't that great?
Exactly. I absolutely love that. And, you know, it just makes so much sense. And I've got to tell you that the reaction of, because I have highlighted in my narrative story, right, this fictional story, all of these real live authors with real books. And so when mm-hmm. I've told them that I was going to do that and have a landing page for each of their books, it gives them another vehicle for their marketing, right?
Absolutely. And I hope that you're making those affiliate links.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, so this is one of the easiest ways to generate income that most authors miss. And it's so easy, and you sign up for Amazon as an affiliate. It's called Amazon Associates. So you just type into Google Amazon Associates and it will pop up a link. You fill out the form. It will take you 2 minutes. Do make sure you have your bank account information right handy next to you.
Exactly.
You will need to put that, put that information in. But the beautiful thing is that when you're promoting your own book, you should be using your affiliate link, because then you
right.
can generate between 4% and 6% more per book. And then that money is automatically deposited into your bank account each month. And the amazing thing that actually surprised me, and that was why I share this information, is that when people click on your book with the affiliate link, it takes them to Amazon. And Amazon sees that as what they call a buying session. So anything that anyone buys in addition to your book, or if they don't buy your book but they've entered into Amazon using your affiliate link, you will earn a percentage of anything that they buy. And the way that I figured this out is because I received this Amazon report saying that I had earned $7 on a vacuum cleaner. And I was like, wait a second, I didn't buy the vacuum cleaner. And what is this? I didn't even, like, it wasn't registering, right? And I
right.
thought, wow, okay, someone bought my book and then they were inspired to buy a vacuum cleaner. I don't know if that's good or bad. Maybe it's good. That means they're clearing out their life so they can start writing their own book or reading their book. So that's the beautiful thing, is that you're going to earn a percentage on all of those other items that people purchase. Now, going to what you just said, on each of those landing pages where you're featuring another author, that you can also use your affiliate link, so that you are earning, it's great, it's a win for everyone, because you're earning a percentage for recommending their book. They're getting recognition because they're being included in your book. And then the readers who are reading your book are getting great recommendations from you. And so it's a win for everyone. And so that's a way that you can also generate additional income. And by the way, it doesn't just have to be books. So, for example, like, I love Doreen Virtue's angel card. So, you know, that's a product that I could be earning affiliate links on. You see, so you can, it's not just books.
Right.
It could also be products that you recommend to your audience.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to ask you a question because I hadn't thought about just linking directly back to Amazon. What we have done in the past, because we've always had the Amazon affiliate relationship set up, but we had them landing on a branded store page. Is that less effective or more effective than having them just go directly into Amazon?
Okay, so I'm really glad you're bringing this up, because there is really something that you need to know. First of all, it's the best thing to do is to have those affiliate links on their own landing pages on your website. Okay, first of all, again, thinking about your website being the center of the universe.
Yes, no, absolutely.
Okay. So, but
absolutely,
then,
that piece. But what we have them do today is when they click on the link to buy the book, they go to, I think it's still branded as the Executive Girlfriends Group, but they land on a page that has all of the books of all of the people we've ever interviewed. So it's like a closed, you know, a walled garden store with our branding, but it's all fulfilled by Amazon.
Okay, so you're doing an Amazon fulfilled store, is that it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I don't know. You're going to have to just test it out and see, because I don't do it that way. So it doesn't mean it's that's just a different way of doing it. It just depends on if you feel like you're generating income that way. So you might want to do a test. So with this new book, I would suggest maybe doing it differently and putting them on web pages, a web page. You could drive them to a books page or book recommendations or my favorite things page.
Right.
And have it go directly to a page on your website and just see. Excuse me, see which one generates more income. I do want to say one thing that's really, really important. Amazon does not allow, and I'm saying this for listeners here because I want to be really clear. Amazon does not allow you to put affiliate links within your book. Okay?
Okay.
Let me take a sip of water just a second. So, sorry, I have a tickle in my throat. Okay, so Amazon does not allow you. So, like, let's say you're like, oh, I want to recommend all these books or products and put those links directly into my book. You cannot do that. Amazon will shut you down. What you can do is you put a link to your web page, and on that web page is where you have the other people that you're featuring, their book covers, and then when people click on those, those can be your affiliate links, but you're not allowed to put affiliate links directly into the body of your book. Does that make sense?
Got it. Absolutely. No, and you want the traffic on your site anyway, right? You want to be the one that they're coming to see you, just like, you know, a big box store or a department store wants you to come in there to buy the specialty shoes or the specialty dress, even though you could go directly down the mall to the direct store.
Exactly. So that's exactly right. So again, imagining that everything you're doing on social media, everything you're doing in your book is driving people back to your site, to the pages you want them to see.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's jump to part three of the book, which you mentioned, that you've had repeatedly gotten your books to number one on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You start out talking about the book cover design. And, you know, I know that when you're self-publishing, you know, you've got, you know, complete editorial control over that. With a publisher, not so much. It depends on mm-hmm. who the publisher is, obviously. Now, I'm going to them with a design, and I don't really care how it plays out, but there's one design element that is absolutely critical because it's called the Game Changer, and I've got a chessboard with dominoes on it, which is the, you know, the kind of the tongue-in-cheek. It's mm-hmm. a game changer because it's two different games in one, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what is it about the book cover design that, you know, how do people even get to see it? And you know, because clearly they have to go to your page and then they see it. And if you've got a horrible cover, I mean, I'm a sucker for great covers, so I can tell you that when Patty, my producer, brings me an idea and I look at the cover and it's really super boring, you know, chances are I'm going to say no, right?
Right, and that's how.
So I know it's important. So talk to us about the book cover.
Your book cover really is critical, and one of the kind of tests that you need to do is, well, there's several different tests you need to do, but one of them is make sure that you reduce it to a thumbnail to make sure that it's readable at a thumbnail size. And the thumbnail, you can go to Amazon, and it just means when it's been reduced to, you know, an inch. And is it inch on your screen, can you, like, is that title popping? And that's what you need to make sure that people are seeing. And so that's one of the big tests to do. Also, use social media to get feedback on your covers. This is incredible because this is a way to do your market research. You put it, and that ties back from when I was bringing consumer products to market, you had to do market research. You couldn't just produce a product without asking customers if it was something that they would buy, so or what they thought or what they would change. So I was always asking people, you know, what do you like about it? What do you dislike? Would you buy this? Why not? You know, all these questions that I would always ask before I would manufacture a product because it's really expensive to manufacture a product. So bringing that to the book world, posting your different concepts, let's say you have three different concepts for three different book covers, put it on Facebook and say, hey, I'm coming out with my book in March, and I'd love to get your feedback on this design. You know, I'm really struggling with this, and I really would be more grateful for your help. People love being asked for their feedback and advice. They love it. And it really helps you because, you know, and I've seen now other people doing this, and what ends up happening is they're like, oh, you know, I don't really get that concept. I don't understand how the image is tied to the title. Like, what does that mean? When you start getting that feedback, it means, hey, big warning signs, this is not clear to the reader. And
right.
Or, hey, I love your image, but the title makes no sense to me. I don't even know who this book is for. Okay, so these are the types of, this is the type of information you want to have ahead of time, and social media, especially Facebook, is perfect for getting this type of feedback. And even asking for help on subtitles, you know, like, which is your favorite subtitle? And so you really break it down. The beautiful thing about this is not only did you get invaluable feedback, but now you've got people who are a part of the process. And you get to go back to them and say, thank you so much. This is it. You know, with your help and collaboration, I was able to come up with this final design. And, you know, I'm so excited to tell you the book's coming out with Marsha. I'd love to have you, you know, your support. And, you know, and I'll let you know, you know, and then you'll provide the link for them to pre-order or whatever it is that you've decided to do for your launch.
Yeah, I love that. And you actually covered that in the last section, let your tribe know what's coming. So I think that that's really, really critical. There are just a couple of other things, and we've only got a few minutes left. You do list four very specific tactics for hitting number one on Amazon, and I'll just for the sake of time, I'll just read them off. List your book for free on KDP. What is KDP?
Kindle Direct Publishing. Kindle Direct Publishing is where you upload your Kindle version of your book.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Number two is creating scarcity.
Right. So you could put a time frame saying my book is going to be free for 24 hours, or my book is 99 cents for 48 hours. You see, so you're giving people scarcity, the feeling like, oh my gosh, I've got to get that before it goes away.
Right, right. And then pre-ordering on Kindle as well.
So with pre-ordering, that's pretty interesting, and that is that you can set your book to pre-order 3 months in advance of your book launching. The advantage of doing this is that you can monitor how many people are pre-ordering your book. And so if you only have two people pre-ordering, you need to get busy with your marketing and provide that link and get out on social media, tell all your friends and family and ask them to share it. Tell everybody you know if you don't have a list. And ask them to pre-order the book. And then that way you can, let's say you've got, you know, now you've got 150 to 200 people that have pre-ordered. It's an amazing thing because on the day that it launches, imagine like a floodgate. Now you've listed that floodgate on one date at one moment.
Right.
On that 3 month mark, and all 200 orders come shooting in. That is going to catapult your book to number one. So
fabulous.
That's a great way to do it. Let me just say this. One of the things, and I say this as a warning, because you have to make sure that your book is going to be finished. And it has to be, you have to deliver it to Amazon at least 10 days prior to the floodgate opening. And so make sure that you're managing your time because, everyone, you know, I've talked to so many authors, oh, no problem, you know, I can get this done in 3 months. And then life happens and you get the flu and, you know, or something happens and you're behind deadline. And if you don't make your deadline, Amazon gets really unhappy and they will blacklist you for a year.
Yikes.
Yeah. So make sure that if you indeed use that tactic that you are very close to being ready to launch and you know you're going to be able to deliver on time. And let me just say one last thing about that 10-day window is that you can't make changes after that. You have to deliver it within that 10-day, at the 10-day mark, I believe.
Right.
I think it's 10 days. And if you don't, you can't go in then and make changes because that was a mistake I made, lesson learned. I hit that 10-day mark, but I was still making tweaks until the last minute. And
oh, yikes.
That means that the people don't get the most up-to-date version. So huge lesson learned. And so that's the thing that you want to be thinking about You have to be really far ahead in your planning.
Right, right. Well, Tamara, there are so many other nuggets in this book, and I would also encourage people, if you are doing another webinar, to participate in that so that they can learn about your training program. Can you tell folks the best place to reach you? Or would you? I know you can.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you. It's my website, tamaramonasoff.com. And you'll see everything that I offer there. I have multiple programs for authors, and I would love people can go and get my free checklist and really get a sense of what I've been talking about, right? Coming to the website, getting the checklist, and I'll start communicating with you and starting our relationship. And thank you for this incredible opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Well, it is my pleasure, and if you have some amazing authors coming out of your training program, I would love to interview them when their books come out. I have the same passion for helping authors that you do, which is why I've been doing this for 8 years. And so we've been talking today to Tamara Monasoff, the author of The Author to Income Formula, How to Turn Your Book into a Money-Making Empire. And I will tell you that as you're reading this book, you will also see things that will apply to other parts of your business life. If you are marketing services or, even products, you will be able to take some of these same truths and apply it to that. So I really encourage you to get a hold of her book and definitely to download some of her tip sheets. It will be well worth your while. Thank you so much, Tamara, and thank you, the listener, for joining us for another segment of the Game Changer Network. And Tamara has shown our author audience how to change the name of their game, and everybody loves income.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you. And I do have authors that you might want to interview. So.
Oh, fabulous. Well, we can connect offline. Why don't you just hang on while I wrap up the show, and then we can just exchange some information. Thank you again for listening to the Game Changer Network. For more information, it's very simple. You go to thegamechanger.network. And you can listen to our last few shows. And if you would like to have access to all of the content, there is a very affordable audio membership. And if you're interested in joining our Game Changer Network to be part of one of our executive villages, we'd love for you to check it out there. Take care, and thanks again. Go out and change your game today.
You've been listening to The Game Changer. Ideas, inspiration, innovation with Chickie Fitzgerald.